Men removing white hairs. Along with the growing of age, maturity, and wisdom, come as well the growing of those white hairs that make us look old, or at least older than we would like to appear. And the question is asked regarding men, if there is any permissibility to remove the white hairs, and what is the problem with doing so. So the famous verse which states, "Layilbash gever simlas isha," which Targum translates as, "A man may not adorn himself with the adornments of women," serves as a general status of prohibitions against men doing things that are done by women for purposes of beauty. And included in that prohibition is the biblical prohibition for a man to remove a white hair from amongst black hairs so he does not appear old. So is ruled explicitly in the Gemara Masechet Shabbos 94b, Makkos 20b, and recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, in Arachayim chapter 340, Halacha 1, and in Yeredei 182.6, and in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in 340, Halacha 1, that there is a biblical prohibition for a man to remove white hairs from amongst black hairs so he does not appear old. One who does so is liable for malchus, for lashes, right, as writes the Rambam and brought in the Beis Yosef, that this is considered a leis asei and a negative biblical command. We will now go into various details of this prohibition and its application. First of all, to how many hairs does this prohibition apply? Can I remove a single white hair from amongst black hairs? Is the prohibition only against two and more, or even a single one is forbidden? So it is a biblical prohibition to remove even a single white hair from amongst black hairs. And we have a special din that on Shabbos, if one does so, aside for transgressing the biblical prohibition of Layilbash, as we just explained, he also transgresses the biblical prohibition of Geizes, the Isser of shearing, removing hair on Shabbos. And even though in general, on Shabbos, you're only liable if you remove two and more hairs, when it comes to Layilbash, if somebody removes a white hair from amongst black, he's liable even for removing a single hair. Does the prohibition apply even if one has many white hairs and he only removes some of those white hairs? Or only if one removes all of one's white hairs? So the answer is, as explained in the Paiskim, in the Beis Yosef, while there are opinions who argue this is the final ruling, that even if you remove only a single white hair and you leave other white hairs to remain, there is still a biblical prohibition. Now, may one remove a white hair from amongst black hairs for non-beauty purposes, not due to reasons so you don't appear old or so you look more beautiful, but due to other reasons, such as this specific hair is bothering you. Whether it's white or black, it happens to be white. So the answer is yes, that it is permitted, as the prohibition against removing a white hair only applies when you're doing it for beauty purposes. Now, to where on the body does this prohibition apply to? Which hair? So the prohibition applies to the hair of the head and of the beard, as brought in the Beis Yosef, that the hair and the beard is included in the biblical prohibition, which implies that hair from other area of the body is not included in the prohibition, and therefore would be permitted to remove white hairs from other body hair, and only the beard and head is under the prohibition and restriction for men. Is it permitted for one to remove white hairs from amongst black hairs if that's the minhag ha'dina for men to do so? So while we do find such a concept by other restrictions of Layilbash, but regarding this one, it is not the case, as explicitly ruled in Paiskim of today, that the prohibition applies even if all men are accustomed to remove white hairs from black hairs, it would still remain prohibited for one to do so. Now, what would be the case, the law in the case, that one's intent is in removing the white hair is not so he look young, but simply because he's embarrassed to walk around with white hairs, such as a person who's not yet married and he's on Shaduchim and he happens to have some white hairs and it's embarrassing for him. So a number of Paiskim discuss this question and conclude that it's mutter for him to remove the hairs in such a case, as the intent here is not to positively beautify himself, but simply to avoid shame. And as we already said, the issue of the Yilbash involved in removing a white hair is only when you're doing it for beauty purposes. However, some Paiskim argue on this and say that even in such a case, it's usur, as in the end of the day, you're doing it so you look younger, which is the prohibition. And practically every person should ask a Rav in this situation of what they may do. Now, is it permitted for one to cut off white hairs together with black hairs? So the answer is yes. The issur is only to remove the white hairs from amongst the black hairs. But to remove a bunch of them together, white and black, then it is permitted to be done, as it is not recognized that it's being done for Layilbash Isha, to look like a woman, to beautify oneself. So even if one's intent in getting a haircut is in order to also get rid of his white hairs, it's still permitted for him to get a haircut. So rules the Divrei Chaim and other Achrayim. Is it permitted for one to ask a guy to remove his white hairs? The answer is no, as a general rule is, Amir al-Nachri applies by all the Torah prohibitions, including the Isser of removing a white hair from amongst black hairs. Is it permitted for one to hide a white hair amongst black hairs, to make it unrecognizable? The answer is yes. The prohibition is only against removing it, not against hiding it. May one trim a white hair from amongst black hairs? Practically, this matter requires further analysis. It's not simple that such a thing would be mutter. Does the issur of removing white from amongst black also apply in the opposite case, that you're not allowed to remove a black hair from amongst white hairs? The answer is no. The issur is only for white hairs to remove from black hairs, but a black hair may be removed from amongst a white hair.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.